The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Here we go. Okay. So hello again and welcome to Happy Hour, everyone. So for the theme for today, I'd like to invite us to consider wise speech, truthfulness. There are many aspects to wise speech, but today specifically, truthfulness as an expression of metta, not just for others, but really for ourselves, as an expression of care, as an expression of love for ourselves. So I want to bring those two concepts together for us to sit with and to practice with the guided meditation. And the consideration is, you know, we often don't connect the teachings on sila and ethical conduct, truthfulness as a subcategory of wise speech or being one of this. We don't usually connect it with the Brahmaviharas, with the heart practices, but they are intertwined. All of the Dharma is interconnected. To me, the more I get into the Dharma, all aspects of it, it's like a cloth, and you take one thread and you pull it like, oh yes, this thread is the whole cloth. It's so there are all these aspects of these teachings, really they come together. So the relationship between truthfulness, honesty, as an expression of love. So how are they related? Many ways, but this formulation, consider this. Not only is it an act of care and love to be truthful to others, and to care for them, not to deceive them, not to be deceitful, to offer safety, to offer care in that way. But even more so, it's for ourselves, really. And I want to emphasize that, because it made me seem counterintuitive. This teaching on the bliss of blamelessness, it's such a beautiful heart space to have, because when we have done something, when something just a little, you know, we've told a lie or we've been untruthful in other ways, it's a niggling feeling. It doesn't sit right. It doesn't feel right. And it can lead to all kinds of other problems and issues and not sleeping well and just the heart being riled up, So as a way to really love ourselves and care for this being who's me, offering ourselves this gift of honesty. Ah, what a relief. What a relief. And you might actually remember, or as I'm sharing this brief dharmet, consider times that maybe there was a niggling feeling or something that you're not quite truthful about or kind of sitting with, should I do it this way or that way? And maybe in reality, it caused a lot of trouble for you and others. And also maybe you can remember a case where there was a sense of clearing, a clearing of resolution, that there was this maybe, say, something untruthful or unethical. And then when you actually did the right thing, there was a sense of release. There was a sense of release for you and relief for yourself and someone as an act of care for yourself. Gosh, this was so easy. Why didn't I do this earlier? This would have been so easy to tell the truth and act ethically. So in praise of honesty, in praise of truthfulness, as an act of metta, as an act of care, as an act of offering safety, offering love and care for ourselves, especially for ourselves as well as others. Because it's interesting, whenever we think of honesty, we usually think of, oh yeah, honest for the sake of others. But yes, true, absolutely. But I'm trying to bring in different aspect of it here, which we usually don't consider how important it is for our benefit, really. There's also another thing I want to briefly connect with it is with the 5 daily reflections, the 5th one having to do with karma. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. Where the 5th reflection is that I'm the heir to my actions, born of my actions, and I have my actions as my arbitrator and protection. Whatever I do for good or bad, of these I shall become the heir. And this sense of our actions really impact ourselves first and foremost. So do we want to care for ourselves? Do we want to love ourselves, not rile ourselves up and cause problems for ourselves in our future selves? So for our consideration. And again, the invitation is not to feel tight about honesty, truthfulness, wise speech, but actually see it as a gift. See it as a gift of love, to see it as a gift of protection. We give ourselves first and foremost. Yes, others too, but forget about them for a moment. Really, the sense of filling our own cup with care, with our own care, with our own truthfulness, honesty, wise speech. So offer it for your reflection, and now let's sit together. Let's meditate together. So I'd like to invite us to sit in our meditation posture, whether sitting, lying down, standing. And if you're sitting, to feel your body releasing onto the chair and the cushion. Oh, what a gift. What a gift to just sit and be breathed. Let awareness connect with the breath. In breath, out breath. The sensations, not the thought of the in breath, out breath, but the sensations in the body. Very simple. Nourishing. And inviting your heart to settle, inviting your mind to settle, taking refuge. The simplicity of this moment. And if thoughts arise, thank you, dear thoughts. Nothing wrong with you, but not right now. I'm giving my heart to this practice. So good, so delicious to be just here, right here. And again, if thoughts come to take you away, dancing away, say thank you. My dance card is full right now with heartfulness, with mindfulness. Later, later. The most beautiful dance with the breath is right here, the breath and the body. Don't miss it. Most beautiful waltz of the breath. In, out. In breath, out breath, taking refuge in the simplicity of this moment. dancing with the breath dancing with the body, soothing, calming. Be present for the dance, this precious dance that doesn't last forever. And as you feel your sit bones connected to the earth, the sense of integrity, sitting upright, uprightness of the spine, the sense of integrity of the heart, both physical uprightness, taking your seat, really taking your seat on this earth, feeling connected and rooted. Feeling the seed of your agency. You're alive. You have agency. The power of agency. Feeling the seed of your power in your sit bones. Connected, well-rooted, alive. And from this seed of your power, your agency, feeling your spine upright, rising up. Feeling your heart expand, your shoulders relax. Integrity, integrity. From this place, you're feeling your uprightness and rootedness. Maybe let your heart conjure up a memory of a time that it was so easy to not be truthful. But you were. A sense of uprightness could be something very small. Could have been a white lie you avoided. This is not the time to think of all the times you were not truthful, but just think of the time. Turn your awareness to the time that maybe it would have been so easy to say the equivalent of the dog ate my homework, but you're upright, you're truthful. Maybe instead of saying that there was a lot of traffic, you said, I actually left later than I anticipated. I'm sorry. You were truthful. or any other simple act of truthfulness. And if a memory doesn't come up, imagine yourself actually doing that, saying that. A sense of goodness, uprightness, clarity, the gift of truthfulness. Ah, how soothing that is to your heart. How aligned you feel. Ah, the heart feels good. Recognizing, seeing its own goodness. Conjuring up, imagining, and telling the truth. See how that feels in your heart, in your whole body. Maybe coming clean or whatever it might be. Clearing your karma. Setting in motion truthfulness for the future. Clearing your karma, making your karma wholesome. So that future actions are more truthful. Putting it in motion right now. In your heart, in your imagination, in your mind. And feeling this goodness, how good it feels. Letting go, releasing. Recognizing this goodness within you, within your heart. Such a gift to yourself, this recognition. See your own goodness. Maybe a smile arises. There is goodness here. Yes. There's goodness seeds. More of them being planted right now. Yes. Let yourself feel the wholesomeness of this goodness, kindness to yourself, for yourself. Holding yourself with benevolence, with appreciation. I am capable of kindness, of truthfulness, of course, of wholesomeness, of course. I appreciate and cherish this being who's me. May my goodness increase. May my truthfulness continue and grow. As a gift to myself, as a gift of bliss of blamelessness, as a gift to others. Appreciating all the times you've been truthful. Past so many times. Oh my goodness. And honoring the intention. The beauty of this intention. Moving forward. As a gift to yourself. May my goodness grow. May my goodness continue. May my truthfulness be a gift to myself and others. in all aspects of life, bringing ease, safety, relief, healing, bliss of blamelessness. I wish myself well. I see the goodness. May I be well. And maybe just for the joy of it, maybe imagine, if you wish, all the truthful statements that you've made through your life as a chorus of angels that are singing back to you your wholesome karma for truthfulness. We're going to bring the good to our mind, to our heart. Emphasize the good so that it grows. There's another practice for remorse. Not right now. Emphasize and see the good. All these truthfulness, all these, even especially when it was hard to be truthful. All these devas. These angels, celestial beings, singing your praises. Yes, well done. Well done. Seeing your own goodness. Being inspired, sense of aspiration for more good as a gift to yourself, as a gift to others. Is there any clearing that needs to happen? It's so easy. Easier than we think. Allowing yourself to sit with a sense of metta, kindness for yourself, wholeheartedness. Having seen, recognized your own goodness. May I be well. May my goodness be a gift to myself and to others. May my goodness increase. May it grow. I wish myself well and more goodness. and spreading the kindness. Circle wide, appreciating that there's so much truthfulness around you. People who've supported you, cared for you, you care about. Yes, maybe they have not been perfect. Yes. But appreciating the times that truthfulness really supported you, seeing the goodness. And offering appreciation and offering your goodness, your truthfulness as a gift of safety and kindness to those around you. Radiating out. Radiating kindness, radiating safety and care, truthfulness. Making ourselves safe for others. And appreciating the safety they offer us with truthfulness. And as we bring this practice period to a close, appreciating your goodness again, that you showed up and you practiced with these invitations as best as you were able to, letting go of the outcome. You did the best you could. Yay for that. Yay. And offering this wholeheartedness, this showing up, as goodness, as a gift to all beings everywhere, including yourself. May it be a cause and conditions for all beings waking up. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. So as always, you know, there's so many different aspects and dimensions to practice of the Brahma Viharas, and it really, as I mentioned, it ties into the rest of the teachings, including truthfulness as offering safety to ourselves and others. And I wonder whether, as you were doing this practice, what came up for you, this really recognizing the goodness in truthfulness and how upright, actually, how good it feels that when it's so easy to say a white lie, but just to say, tell the truth, how easy, how good it feels, how it's a reaffirmation of goodness. It's a gift to ourselves. And also, if it's ever been the case when in your life, maybe there's been a reckoning, and actually that maybe that was a relief. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I was holding this. I was holding this heaviness, this rock on truthfulness for a long time. And now, gosh, it's so, how blissful not to have to carry this anymore. So I invite your reflections. I'm changing the chat settings. You can send chats to everyone, or if you send it to me, it'll be private. I won't read your name. You can also raise your Zoom hand, not your physical hand, because I cannot see you. There are too many of you. I do see Richard's Zoom hand. Richard, please.
How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
This practice, you know, I'm very happy about it. It's really led me to be much more myself. I speak much more freely, much more naturally. On occasion, I'll express happiness over some good news that I've had, and I'll make somebody in my audience will feel bad that, you know, they haven't had the same good luck, the same good fortune. And, you know, it's almost like to be truly wise, you have to shut up all the time. And I don't quite know how to make that balance.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Richard. It's a great question. And multiple things. It's you know, also about how we share and with whom we share, right? So truthfulness, it's as we talked about it tonight, you know, if there is a piece of good news and say, I'm going to make an extreme case, but say you just start, you know, you're falling in love and there's a new relationship and you're so excited about it. And yet maybe there is a friend you have whose partner has just left them or has died, right? So gushing, it's not very wise, right? It's so wisdom comes in there. So it's not very wise it's truthful to say, oh yes, yeah, but it's not very wise. It's not very caring. It's not very compassionate to gush and how awesome it is. And so I think wisdom here, when you, in this specific case that you're talking about. So wisdom when it's not appropriate to be gushing. And of course that can bring up grief and sadness and not mudita, not vicarious joy for the other person. And then also there are cases with folks, maybe with some people in your life where, it's part of their work. It's part of their practice of envy or jealousy. So that's something in general they're working with. So it may not be a bad timing, because with wise speech, there are five different aspects to it. One is it has to be not just truthful, but it has to be timely. So in this case that I laid out may not be timely. And in the case of, and also with wise speech, there's also kindness. So it may not be actually kind for you to gush when you know this person has a tendency to go into envy and self-recrimination that they don't. So knowing all those, it may not be kind, right? So all those aspects of wise speech are not satisfied. So you have to be wise. It's different. It's not just truthful, but it's like sharing your good news and boasting about it or it's a special case. Does that make sense, the distinction? Yeah, great. Thanks for that question. Any other questions or reflections more generally about truthfulness, about the theme of the practice that we just did together with sense of safety, sense of ease, seeing our own goodness? What came up for you? Jamie, please.
Well, I need to leave a little early tonight, Nikki, and I just wanted to say thank you before I leave. Now, I was adopted, and I think as a child, I was a bit of a square peg in the round hole of my adopted family, even though they were loving and did their best for me. I didn't really want to see the ways in which, you know, my family and I were not a perfect fit. And so truthfulness didn't exactly come easily as a result of that. And somehow this set just allowed me to see that and that it's okay to be honest now. So thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's so beautiful. Yeah, it's okay. Not only okay, but it feels good in your voice. I was hearing the sense of fullness. Yes, it's okay to be truthful now. It's the fullness of your heart is coming through the line. Thank you so much, Jamie. Yeah, I see. Yeah, thanks for the thumbs up. Beautiful. Other reflections, you can type them in chat, you can raise your hand, we still have another couple of minutes. It's a big topic. Anything else? Anything that didn't work for you? That's okay too. Brack, please.
I really appreciated the second piece you added there about other aspects of white speech. A friend of mine once said to me, Brack, you wield the truth like a hammer. So what are the other ones? You said it was timely, kind,
yeah,
truthful.
So I have an acronym for myself. Let's see if I can remember all of it. TTBGK, timely, truthful, beneficial. Gentle, okay, kind.
Fine. Thank you.
Those are the five aspects of it. Yeah, aspects. And all five are important. Yeah. Thanks, Brad. Yeah, great. Great reflections all. Thank you for the reflections and questions. So now here's the invitation for our small Sangha practice this evening is the question is appropriate. Somebody sent in it. That's not one of the five, because I think basically if you do all the five, it becomes appropriate. It becomes part of why speech. So the reflection for the small groups tonight is regarding, you know, the sense of, as you feel your body, as you feel your sense of integrity, as you feel into the sense of integrity of taking your seat, feel how that feels different, in leaning into the truth or not, leaning into forthrightness, into honesty, into wise speech. So it's an exploration of the embodiment of this wise speech with care, with kindness towards yourself. So just each person will have a minute to have a monologue of speaking out loud, exploring and being held witness. I'm going to set up the groups and someone asked, what do you mean by beneficial? Beneficial means beneficial for the other person. So when you're saying something, it's of benefit. It's of benefit for the other person's benefit for others. It's not to make your ego bigger. That's what beneficial means. Okay. So let's turn to the breakout groups. So again, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, be kind, only speak from your own experience, and Yeah, not leading, cajoling, just speaking from your own experience. And then if you want to pass, you can pass and hold compassionate, silent space for others. You can just say pass. And it's an interesting exploration, the embodiment with care and the theme that we've been exploring tonight. So, and then next person will talk and next person will talk. And if there is time, we'll come back to you. So I'm creating the rooms now. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Be kind and enjoy this exploration. Here we go. Serena.
Hi, thank you for letting me ask this question. I've had a very difficult relationship with my sister. And I really have been working on this forever. And I send her loving kindness. I wish her well. When we, however, when there are family situations where we're both present and she takes over and whatever dynamics happen, I always wind up leaving the place feeling wounded.
Mm.
Feeling wounded. Yeah, like I somehow, a lot of the time I don't leave the place feeling okay. So I really don't know what, you know, what else to do besides staying from her.
Yeah. It sounds thank you for asking that question. It also does seem like if the complicated dynamics and for the given that it's already actually 7:01 to go into detail, but this is one thing that I can say, Serena. And that is, you know, there's still what I'm hearing is, yes, you are doing metta for her, compassion for her, and please do it for yourself. I didn't hear that you're doing it for yourself because you're the one who's feeling hurt and leaving wounded. So it's important for metta and compassion to be 360 degrees, but also to do metta and compassion for the two of you who are entangled in this way, in this life, to do metta and compassion for the relationship, and then let go of the outcome. Let go of the outcome. I think you're still attached. That's the sense I have, attached to things going a particular way. Maybe they won't in this lifetime, but still. So release your heart, but continue to do, release your heart from expectations and continue to have compassion for her, for yourself, and for the two of you entangled in the relationship.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So thank you all for your practice with this topic tonight. Quite intense and related to metta and care for ourselves and others. So thank you all for your practice. May your practice be of benefit. May it be of benefit to ourselves and benefit to all beings everywhere. May all beings be well. May all beings be free. Thanks, everyone. Take good care. Be well.